This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And there an enjoyable recording of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra led by Sir Thomas Beecham with March Caprice, music by Frederick Didius, getting things started in our noon hour of classical music here on a Friday afternoon on KPR. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. The London Symphonia is coming up this hour, along with harpist Rachel Masters. We've got a beautiful concerto for harp and orchestra a bit later by Reinhold Glier, along with a little music for recorder and harpsichord. That, in this noon hour, as classical music gets underway. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra and conductor David Lloyd-Jones has a bit more English music for us when we take in this tone poem, composed in 1917 by Arnold Bax, one that evokes, in the composer's own words, a hot, windless June midday in some woodland place of southern England. We'll hear Summer Music next on KPR. A tone poem composed in 1917 by Sir Arnold Bax. Summer Music, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our noon hour of classical music, and still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, the London Symphonia and a concerto for harp and orchestra from Reinhold Glier, still to come, here on Kansas Public Radio. At the KU campus, it's 78 degrees, on our way to a high of 89, with, for the most part, sunny skies today. We have a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms appear to be likely for tonight, 70% chance of rain, and a low of 72. It's KPR's Quiet Drive, and that's when all gifts will be matched, dollar for dollar, by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift when you give right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks to all of you for your support here on KPR during this week of our fiscal year end drive. We have music next from another English composer, one mainly of the early 20th century, Gordon Jacob, one of the teachers of Malcolm Arnold at the Royal College of Music. A tidy bit of chamber music he composed now for recorder and harpsichord, a sonatina played by Macalla Petri, joined on harpsichord by Han Petri on Kansas Public Radio. With the recorder played by Macalla Petri and the harpsichord by Han Petri, a sonatina by English composer Gordon Jacob, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:31. News from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Us KPR classical hosts are always creating programming that we hope will lift your spirits by playing your favorite operas, concertos, and symphonies, and solo performances from notable classical composers. Your support is crucial to maintain our high-quality music library, and we hope you can do your part to ensure that we finish out this fiscal year strong by donating at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. All pledges this afternoon are matched, dollar for dollar, by other generous KPR listeners. Thank you for your support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. Building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org. The composer that we just heard, Gordon Jacob, as mentioned, was one of the teachers of Malcolm Arnold. What we'll hear next is music from a teacher of Sergei Prokofiev, composer Reinhold Glier, who hailed from Ukraine, born in the year of 1874. A beautiful concerto for harp he composed, played by the London Symphonia, led by Richard Hickox and the harpist Rachel Masters, next on KPR. Concerto for Harp and Orchestra, music of Reinhold Glier, as played by the London Symphonium, conducted by Richard Hickox and harpist Rachel Masters, here on KPR, where it is just about 1 o'clock. Up next, news from NPR, and in the next hour, one of the Beethoven string quartets, recorded just this last week at the Sunflower Music Festival. Support for classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at StonebackAppliance.com, where we've got your back.
When you look...
Here, Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Calling of a snap election, they say the gamble was too big. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Aaron Copland's music, played by the London Symphony, with Copland himself conducting in that recording, Down a Country Lane. Here on Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jeb Watson, here to welcome you to our 1 o'clock hour of KPR's Classical Music, an hour that will bring us chamber music of Beethoven, his 10th string quartet, performed just this last Tuesday at the Sunflower Music Festival, which is ongoing until tomorrow evening. We have as well the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra and one of the concert overtures of Johann Strauss Jr. That's all just ahead, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival, a non-profit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere, open to the public, August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. The Dogma Chamber Orchestra, next on KPR with music from another American composer. From Copland, we move to Samuel Barber and enjoy Opus 1, the Serenade for String Orchestra. The Dogma Chamber Orchestra with Opus 1 from Samuel Barber, the Serenade for String Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1:20, and in the second half of the hour, one of the concert overtures of Johann Strauss Jr., A Night in Venice. We'll hear that before the news at 2 p.m. Here at the KU campus, it's 82 degrees. We're warming up to about 92, with, for the most part, sunny skies a little later this afternoon. We have a 30% chance of showers for our afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for tonight, and some could bring some heavy rainfall, a 70% chance of rain, and low of 73. Tomorrow, sunny and highs in the mid-80s. KPR is available to you because of member support, and we hope you can help sustain the station by becoming a sustaining member and help us meet a $25,000 challenge during our fiscal year end drive. You can make a contribution now and have it matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members over at KansasPublicRadio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. In addition to this week's Quiet Drive, something else happening this week, of course, is the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. Ongoing since last Friday at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, with programs tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. What we'll listen to next was recorded just this last Tuesday at the Sunflower Music Festival. It's chamber music by Beethoven from his middle period, music written in 1809. String Quartet, number 10. This is a quartet nicknamed the Harp Quartet, even though no harp is performed in it. It has a few arpeggio sections in the first movement, reminiscent of the plucking of a harp. We'll hear members of the Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra, Philip Manning, Sasha Mandy, Orlando Wells, and Claudio Jaffe. String Quartet number 10 on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for Philip Manning, Sasha Mandy, Orlando Wells, and Claudio Jaffe in String Quartet number 10 in E flat major, the Harp String Quartet by Beethoven from 1809 and recorded last Tuesday at the Sunflower Music Festival, which is ongoing with concerts tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus in Topeka. Find out more about what's going to be played and how to attend over at sunflowermusicfestival.org. The time is 1:51. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR is available to you because of member support. Help sustain the station by becoming a sustaining member and help us meet a $25,000 challenge. Contribute at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. Conductor Alfred Walter and the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. They have one more performance for us before the news at the top of the hour from Johann Strauss Jr., the concert overture A Night in Venice. A Night in Venice from Johann Strauss Jr., played by the Slovak State Philharmonic, led by Alfred Walter, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 o'clock and news from NPR is just ahead. And in the next hour, we bring you the Bassoon Concerto of Mozart. That and much more still to come in our afternoon of classical music.
In Kentucky and other states.
All things considered, from 3 to 7 this afternoon here at Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
To NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The haunting and memorable Sicilian from the suite Pelléas et Mélisande from Gabriel Fauré, played today by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. And before 3 o'clock rolls around and all things considered, more classical music to enjoy. The Ulster Orchestra will give us an appearance later. We'll hear a beautiful rhapsody for piano and orchestra by English composer Ernest John Moran. And three fantasy pieces for cello from a Dutch composer, all just ahead of us. The Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan, there with us next. And with them is the bassoonist Willard Elliott for a concerto by Mozart, one that was written in 1774 when Mozart was about 18 years old, and this is his first concerto for a wind instrument, and nowadays is something that nearly all professional bassoonists are going to encounter at some point in their careers. Mozart's Bassoon Concerto in B-flat major, next on KPR. The bassoonist Willard Elliott, playing with the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, in Mozart's Bassoon Concerto in B-flat major from 1774, here on KPR. The time is 2:27. In the second half of the orchestra, we'll have along the Ulster Orchestra with a beautiful rhapsody for piano and orchestra from composer Ernest John Moran. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. This June, a group of KPR listeners has provided a $25,000 challenge to match every pledge made right now during our fiscal year-end drive. We hope you can help us meet this match by contributing at KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks to each and every one of you who has made that pledge during this week, and we thank you for supporting local public radio. Next, we have some chamber music from a Danish composer, one born in 1858, Hilda Sehested. She was a student of music first at the Copenhagen Conservatory and then later in Paris. This was written around the year of 1891, three fantasy pieces for cello and piano, played by Morten Zuthen along with pianist Amelie Mulling on KPR. Composed in 1891, three fantasy pieces from Danish composer Hilde Sehested, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and pianist Amelie Mulling here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:39 is the time, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight, there's more music in store for you when Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday with, tonight, music from movies that are all about the sea. We'll hear music from The Poseidon Adventure, Captain Courageous, The Seahawk, Jaws, and much more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, and that's tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of KPR or to upgrade your sustaining membership. With our fiscal year end approaching fast, now is the time when support like yours is crucial. To close our fiscal year securely, KPR must raise $25,000 in the next few hours, and a group of generous donors have agreed to match your gift dollar for dollar right now. Donate now at KansasPublicRadio.org and double your donation. Thanks to those of you who have made that pledge. Thanks to all of you for your support of KPR. 40% chance of showers tonight in northeast and east central Kansas. Cloudy with a low of 72. We have a 20% chance of showers tomorrow, as well as, for the most part, sunny skies. Temperatures near 87 for Saturday. The Ulster Orchestra is conducted by Joan Valletta in this next recording, and with them, pianist Benjamin Frith, for music of English composer Ernest John Moran, an early 20th century English composer and a contemporary of Ralph Vaughan Williams. This was written in 1943, a beautiful rhapsody for piano and orchestra in F sharp major, next on KPR. Music written in 1943, a rhapsody for piano and orchestra from English composer Ernest John Moran. Performed by the Ulster Orchestra, led by Joan Valletta, with pianist Benjamin Frith, today on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 o'clock. All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight, Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. That'll be from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. As always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon here on KPR. Thanks to each and every one of you who has made your pledge of support during our fiscal year end fund drive. Thanks so much to all of you for your support of KPR.
It'll be matched dollar for dollar. Any amount helps at this time. Donate online at KansasPublicRadio.org, and thanks.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu.